land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Tuesday, February 17, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Little housekeeping here in this first short segment. Officer Rick reporting in for duty. Just asking for a friend with smiley faces. I wonder how much money the Dems will skim off the top from the governor's war manufacturing scheme. Well, it's going to be a little bit difficult, and let me explain why. You guys remember the phantom company that Faye Baydoun, the Democrat donor, good friend of Gretchen Whitmer, through the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, she was given a $20 million grant to create a international influencer company to be able to go into foreign countries and to basically wine and dine companies and countries about relocating their businesses into Michigan. Well, there's only one problem. She never did it. She took the money. She even rented a space, I believe it was in Birmingham, a building for her office, but never bought any furniture. Never hired any staff to work the office. She spent $4,500 on a coffee machine. $4,500 on a coffee machine? I finally broke down and bought myself a new one, $69 at Meijer. This 12-cup Ninja, stainless steel, beautiful, $69. She spent $4,500 on her coffee machine. Well, when on another foreign trip, I forget which country, her and Quentin Messer Jr., the CEO of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, was on a trip with the governor, Gretchen Whitmer. While they were out of the country, Attorney General Dana Nelson raided his office. Last year, supposedly looking into the emails, the back and forth correspondence that landed Faye Baydoun that $20 million grant. Well, that has put the MEDC under a microscope, both in the Appropriations Committees of the House and the Senate, The House, of course, controlled by the Republicans, the one in the Senate controlled by the Democrats. It's going to be very, very difficult for them to do any hinky-panky on getting these businesses to come to Michigan, where there could be potentially any skimming taking place. But I understand totally your point. Another text came in, Greg. Yeah, let's create more jobs so she can tax the heck out of them. Yep, that's what you do as governor. You get companies to come here, they hire people, and it generates more income for Lansing. That's basically the name of the game. Unless, of course, you're Republican and you eliminate the income tax. Short break, we'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Well, talking about eliminating the state income tax, Republican gubernatorial candidate Mike Cox talked about doing exactly that. Pretty much everyone in town in Lansing concedes it's very easy to talk about eliminating the state income tax. The hard part is how do you replace the lost revenue? Well, Mike Cox has been talking about it for months. And Friday, off the record, he finally admitted the truth. You don't replace the lost revenue. What? That's right. Mike Cox revealed that he has a list of $13 billion in cuts. $13 billion in cuts that he's willing to sign off on if he's elected governor of the state of Michigan. And he also predicted on Off the Record, Little Timmy Skubik's show on Friday, that he can shepherd it through a likely divided legislature next year. Republicans controlling the House and maybe the Democrats still controlling the Senate. Well, the panel asked him if he could get Democratic votes for that. Mike Cox responded and said, "I will when the time comes." Well, as far as the rundown of what he would like to cut, the former attorney general declined to reveal it on Friday's show. He noted that as part of his negotiating strategy, you don't place all your cards on the table on day one. "I've got 9 months to work on that first budget. I'm not going to sit here today and tell you anything about what I plan to do." He also told reporters, "I'm not going to answer that question." When asked about Donald Trump, whether or not he won or lost the 2020 election. Instead, Cox responded about his very first election as Attorney General in 2002, where he defeated the Democratic candidate with a little more than just 5,000 votes. He reported, based on his firsthand experience in Michigan, that there was dramatic irregularities, and there is a reason to question the integrity of elections. Cox recounts that a bag of uncounted absentee ballots showed up the day after the election in his very narrow win over Gary Peters for Attorney General back in 2002. Pressed several times for a yes or no response to the president's belief that he won Michigan back in 2020, Cox said he is not politically afraid to respond. "What does that have to do with fixing our education or fixing our economy?" Well, it was suggested perhaps that voters might like to know what he truly believes inside. Well, Cox said, "It's about something that we have all moved on from. The courts have ruled, and we move on." Well, Democrats blasted him this week for not taking a stance on Donald Trump's actions regarding the opening of the Gordie Howe International Bridge between Detroit and Windsor, Canada. Cox said, "You guys are making a mountain out of a molehill. This is Donald Trump 101. And I think the governor's right. Donald Trump is all about negotiating a better deal. As he argues, the Democrats always overreact. And all this amounts to is TBS. That is military talk for talk between ships. Him being a Marine, he knows all about military jargon. Then asked about the entrance of Perry Johnson into the crowded field of the governor hopefuls, Cox said, "I don't care. It's just another factor we have to consider." The reporters then asked, with that, what was he planning on doing for the weekend? Cox on Friday said he was headed up to the dog sled races in Marquette this weekend. He told reporters he was going to pick up a small dog sled of his own at Jay's Sporting Shop near Mount Pleasant on his way up. Don't know if he ever tried to get a dog team or not for his newly owned dog sled, but kind of interesting. However, this is exactly, if we are going to eliminate income tax, exactly what needs to be said and needs to be talked about. Because Governor Gretchen Whitmer, in rolling out her newly proposed $88.1 billion budget, well, if she ends up getting anywhere near that number, Mike Cox says if he gets elected to be the next Republican governor, he's cutting $13 billion right off the top. 88 will drop down to 75. And here's the thing you have to understand. He's talking about cuts. He's not talking about replacing that revenue. He's talking about making cuts out of the budget. Well, Lansing obviously went completely nuts over Mike Cox making those statements on Off the Record with Tim Skubick. But guess what, folks? It has to be done. Now, while I am totally in support of eliminating our state income tax so we can compete with other states, I would go even further. I would eliminate property taxes. You want to absolutely set this state on fire? You want to attract businesses, jobs, companies to our state? Do the 1-2 punch. Punch number one, income tax. Cut the budget by $13 billion. Next, you eliminate property taxes, both for homeowners and businesses. You make more cuts by forcing Lansing to have to do it because you put it on the ballot and take a vote by the state of Michigan voters. It polls at like 85%, Republican, Democrat, independents. Everybody would love to get rid of our property taxes. Well, how would you fund Lansing? How would you fund your local communities? It's very simple. You take all the other funding sources that goes into the Michigan Treasury, sales tax, all these other taxes, fees that we pay into Lansing, and you give them back to the local counties. Let county government provide our local services. Every county can fund their schools. Every county can fund their roads. Every county can fund fire, police, everything. Lansing could go back to a part-time legislature. You know why? Because we don't need you guys running our counties. Let counties compete against each other. If you base the revenue sharing on population, which is that simple, you take the last census, you look at how many people you have living in your county as a percentage of all the revenue that goes into Lansing, that's what you guys get. Well, Randy, what about all these bureaucratic departments and agencies that have to exist? Are you sure they really have to exist? Do you guys realize the Department of Health and Human Services takes up almost half of our state budget? That can be done by your local county health departments. We don't need this bureaucratic, huge behemoth monster that sits down there in Lansing. Shut it down. Get rid of all those jobs. Get rid of all those people and put them back into the private sector. You could cut the budget dang near in half just by getting rid of that bureaucratic agency. Now, sure, you're going to divert some of that money to the counties, to do it at the county level, but not the overmanaged, complete waste, fraud, and abuse that they have going on down there. It's ridiculous. You do the 1-2 punch, this state would be on rocket fuel. Eliminate income tax and eliminate property taxes. Restructure Lansing. Sell all those buildings that we don't need. Man, this would just take off like a rocket ship. But that is too much for their little brains to comprehend. Because the Democrats under Governor Gretchen Whitmer have expanded our state government to a number that is just completely unbelievable. And they've gotten fat and happy down there. That simple. You can make the cuts. A governor can eliminate working with the legislature to eliminate our state income tax. That can be done legislatively. I would prefer for it to be put on a ballot and amend the state constitution. Because anything one governor does with one legislature could be undone, reversed by another governor. The only problem is you'd be running on raising income taxes, re-implementing them, putting them back in place. Yeah, I don't think you'd ever get elected going forward. Property taxes needs to be by the vote of the people and amend our state constitution. So we'll see where this goes, and we'll see where Mike Cox goes running against Perry Johnson. I think those are going to be the two, the guys that can basically self-fund their campaigns, fighting it out on the debate stage. One, a businessman. Another one, a former attorney general. It's going to be interesting. It is definitely going to be interesting. And I'd love to see Carla Wagner get enough signatures to get on the ballot. Miss P, did you get your petition sheets? I mailed them to you from Sheboygan last week. They said that you should have gotten them on Saturday. Text me and let me know. And if you would like petition sheets to get signatures for Carla Wagner's governorship race, text me, Carla. K-A-R-L-A. We have petition sheets and palm cards here at the radio station, and I'll mail them out to you. All she's got to do is collect at least 15,000 minimum valid signatures, and she'll make it on the ballot and then be able to debate these guys going forward. Carla doesn't want to eliminate the income tax. She wants to eliminate property taxes first. So it'd be a good way to have a debate on a governor's debate stage. We'll see where this goes. Cox, like, I like the tax and budget cuts, but he lost me on the stolen election question. What a coward. Yep, doesn't want to rehash 2020. Pat, we're going to talk at noon, buddy. Just want to make sure you got that message last night.